Hello, and welcome to D&D's, a geek family podcast. I'm Mr. J, and I'm the family's old school geek. I've been kicking around the idea of doing a podcast with my daughters for a while, and here we are.
Hi, I'm ZJ Gamer Girl. You can call me ZJ. I'm your typical teen geek, and I'm looking forward to geeking out with you guys this week.
And I'm Little J. You can call me LJ. I'm a git, a geek in training. Welcome to our show!
Time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Ba 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 ba. Today we're talking out of this world, Star Wars.
Woohoo!
Okay, so if you hadn't guessed already by my hint that I dropped last week when we failed to record.
Oh, wow.
We tried. It just got loud, and we had some issues with the recording equipment. So yes, we are talking Star Wars today. Yeah, I feel like we're picking these big subjects, and mostly it's just we're trying to find our groove, trying to find our niche, trying to find a way
our
that...
Shtick?
Our place in the podcast universe, world, whatever. In the far, far away galaxy of podcasting. We're just trying to find our feet. We're trying to find things that we can talk about. This gives us broad subjects, gives us a lot to talk about. Eventually, we'll narrow down. Hopefully, we'll get a following and get some suggestions back to the website, and we'll be able to kind of cover more focused on what you want us to talk about.
Yes, give us suggestions.
Yay! Suggestions!
But this week, Star Wars. What? There is a lot to cover, but... okay, so first off, before we go any further, if one of our... Now, 13 listeners. One of our 13 listeners. We have such a huge fan base.
Yes,
one of our
so
13
sad.
Listeners has not seen Star Wars.
Let's go to comic.
Pause the show. We'll wait for you. Pause the show right now. Go call your nerdiest friend and say, hey, I need to watch Star Wars. Get episode 4. Watch episode 4, and then 5, and then 6, and then go back to episode 1, 2, and 3 if you really want to. And then... From there, just let your universe expand. But at least watch episode 4, and then you can come back and listen to the rest of the podcast. We'll try not to give too many spoilers. All right, we'll wait. We'll wait.
Dad.
What? We're not going to wait? You don't want to wait 2 hours for them to watch a movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
You're stupid.
Just pause it, and then you can listen to the rest.
Can you...
All right, we're back. So, now that you've seen episode 4 at least, you know what Star Wars is about. It's a hero's journey story. And it's actually several hero's journey stories, because there's a lot of heroes in Star Wars. Yeah. Some people might wonder why I said start with episode 4, and honestly, it's because that was the original Star Wars movie. It was the first one that came out, Jay.
LJ.
That's true, because they didn't actually make the first three episodes first. That's just how they made the series. They came out with the 4th, 5th, and 6th one first.
If they had, it would have blown the reveal in 5th movie, because there's this huge reveal in the 5th movie that's like, oh my gosh, and if you watch the first trilogy, you know it already, and that kind of blows it. So you have to watch it 4, 5, 6. They really shouldn't have gone and done 1, 2, and 3. They shouldn't have done 4, 5, and 6. They should have done 1, 2, and 3, and then done prequels 1, 2, and 3, and then done, you know, sequels to 1, 2, and 3, which is actually now 4, 5, and 6, because the last three that they made, amazing.
Go along the storyline and just play Lego Star Wars.
Or the last one. No, the last one they made. Sorry, I can't say the last three they made, because the last one they made was amazing. That new...
Force Awakens!
Oh, so good. I watched it like 4 times. I watched
almost
it 4 times now.
All the
I wanna
characters
watch it again.
Almost look exactly the same, but with gray hair.
Well, they tried to get almost the entire original cast back, and they were able to do that, which, honestly, 30 years later, that's amazing. The first Star Wars came out, when I was 1 year old. Long time.
Ha, you old.
I was old.
Hey, I was 40 years ago.
I remember watching, I think it was Return of the Jedi in theaters. I remember the Ewoks.
Oh my gosh, I love the Ewoks.
You know what? There's a funny thing. Ewoks was not originally what that was supposed to be. When he originally wrote the script, he wrote like 4, 5, and 6 in his head. He had like the whole outline for all three of those movies when he wrote the first, but he didn't think the studio would give him the money to make all three movies, so he rewrote the co-pilot character, or he wrote in the co-pilot character for Han Solo as Chewbacca, a Wookiee, because he really wanted Wookiee, because he loved the idea of Wookiee. At least that's how the story goes. So, he loved Wookiee so much that he wrote him as a co-pilot because he didn't think he'd make it to the third episode, which was supposed to happen on Kashyyyk, the Wookiee homeworld, which then they moved to a moon of Endor, which I don't think they ever actually named the moon. That it's just, it's the forest moon of Endor, because it's not actually on Endor is the planet. The forest moon is
what... It's going back into order. Something else on mine. The Clone Wars was before all the other ones that are...
So, here's something in question. Okay, so you have episode 1, 2, and 3, which were made after 4, 5, and 6. But in episode 1, 2, and 3, they dispose... They have the robot army, the droid army, and then they have the clone army. And by the end, the clones and the droids have been fighting for a while. And at some point, they stopped making clones. Somewhere between 3 and 4, they had to stop making... And so all of the stormtroopers... Well, I guess not all the storms, but a lot of the stormtroopers, by the time that Luke is around, only the oldest storm be cloned. The younger ones wouldn't be cloned to be actually in train. Although, they do just go by serial number, so it could still all... Because when they knock the one out, take the Death Star, and they go by serial number TK-421. But that just could be his unit. But it's like it's an interesting theory is, when did they stop making clones and start bringing in regular... It's a question that is yet to be answered by anything I've read. But then again, I did not read any of the extended universe.
There is
so much out there. Like, there's so many books out there. Because Star Wars, again, one of those things that is just like a geek cultural center. It has movies and comics and books and t-shirts and toys. I mean, it had toys. Man, that thing has had toys. And it has video games of all varieties. I mean, you got the Lego games, which are actually really amazingly well done. Lego games, I was amazed. The first time I played one of the Lego games, I was actually more impressed by it than some of the other Star Wars games have been out that were, like, supposed to be, like, full-on action Star Wars games.
It followed the storyline, for one.
Well, it follows the storyline, and it adds in storyline, which is kind of cool. You get to see kind of, like, this extended universe storyline of how, you know, how, like, in Episode 1, how Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan escape the original droids and then get to their ship again. Or get on droid character. Naboo.
It's on fidget.
You do a horrible Yoda voice.
Shut it.
Let's hear yours. Come on, where's your Yoda voice?
I'm not really.
You know Yoda is Miss Piggy.
What?
Yoda's Miss Piggy. Go ahead, hear your Yoda voice.
That's
horrible.
No.
I think hers was slightly better.
A Merry Christmas,
It's not even Christmas. We just got done with Thanksgiving.
Yes.
A Thanksgiving we give you and a Happy New Year. I don't know.
Giving up thanks to
Dad, you do your yours.
Giving up thanks.
Look deep into your soul. Know that the Force has nothing to do with midichlorians. It surrounds us, binds us together, gives us presents on Christmas. Yes, Santa is the Force. Yes,
Santa is the Force.
Okay, so I have... Mine is not so much better than yours.
Whatever.
Anyways.
What? That was... Okay.
I will give prizes for this.
No, okay.
Mr. J is first place.
No, okay, comment in the bottom below who did a better Yoda voice.
Oh, that was totally me, but, you know.
Exactly.
But, okay, so to blow your mind, you've seen the Muppets, right? You know who Miss Piggy is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Kirby. Right, I can't do that one.
Kirby.
Okay, so this blows your mind. The guy who does the voice for Miss Piggy is the guy who does the voice for... So Miss Piggy is Yoda. What, out of all of the... Okay, so there is games, and there is movies. There's games, there's movies, there's books, there's comic books, there's toys, there is everything. I know that ZJ is a huge fan of Star Wars, because in several years that she has go as a Star Wars person for Halloween. ZJ, what is your favorite Star Wars character from anything?
I gotta say, Ahsoka Tano is the best because she can kick butt, she's beautiful, and she's just awesome.
Does she take name? Does she kick butt, but does she take...
What do you mean
Because people kick butt. That's the thing, is that I'm here to kick butt, and I'm here to take names and kick butt. No, wait, that's I'm here to... Very cool, very not human.
Love her.
She's an alien. What is she? She's not... Do we ever find out what...
No, charging.
We've also tried to look up Yoda.
Oh, Yoda's just a special...
Yoda's a Yoda.
He doesn't have a species.
Yoda has a species.
He's like a...
It's an unknown species.
No, he's a...
He's... No, he's a very long-lived species. I can't remember the name. He's like Last of Us. Or no, they just don't appear often. He's a rare Pokemon. So, I know, LJ, you don't have a favorite...
She's a... Tug.
Tugruta. They kind of look like Twi'leks, will have the long, the Laku or the brain sac.
Ew! Oh, yeah.
Well, only a little bit. Anyways, but they're actually fats. They're like...
Ew, okay. Just...
Okay, sorry. Well, it's true. It's what they are. You can look it up.
Some aliens are disgusting.
A lot of aliens disgust by comparison. That's very...
Racist.
That's totally
humanist. Alienist.
Alienist. Racist? I guess it's racist. Anyways.
Yeah, because there's human humanist. Race. It's alienist. It's alien racist.
So, if you could pick... Okay, how about this? If you don't have a favorite character, do you have a favorite race?
I don't the Huts?
Do you like the... What is Watu? Tridarian. Mind tricks don't work on Tridarian. Only money.
Oh, that weird little fly thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Tridarian. Is it Tridarian? Mind trick don't work on Tridarian. Only money.
Do you like...
Or the Wookiees?
Ewoks and Wookiees.
Or the Sand Jawas?
I love the Jawas!
I don't have a single favorite character. I like a lot of characters, like Chewie.
Chewie.
Okay, I'm gonna do my best Chewie here.
Chewie. I like Chewbacca.
You like Chewbacca?
Yeah, I like Chewbacca.
That would be his chicken sidekick. Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Stop now, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Serious.
You started.
Get serious.
Yes, because this podcast is all about serious. Solo Soup. I like that one.
Oh, wait,
Soup
let me think.
Super One. Yodo. Solo Soup.
Dark chocolate.
Oh!
Yoda.
Yodels.
Yoda. Yoda.
The mind-bending Yoda.
Yoda strudels. Yoda strudels.
Oh, Yoda strudel. That's
noodle strudels.
And... Yoda noodles.
Yoda.
Sorry. Okay.
Leia layer cake.
Why are you coming up with good stuff?
So yeah, Leia layer cake is good, but it's always Leia cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. And we're making Leia buns.
Anakin alphabet soup.
Which are just like regular cinnamon.
Anarchy Anakin.
Only called Leia.
I'm all of
them. And we're all doing this from Anakin's Anarchy Cook, a Star Wars guide to anarchist...
Ewok eggs.
Ooh, yes, we're going to use our Ewok wok and make some stir fry. LJ, what is your favorite... Okay, so you like Chewbacca. Who else do you like?
I like R2-D2 and C-3PO.
You like the robot twins? Gotcha.
And BB-8.
BB-8.
He's pretty cute. I was... It's interesting that they actually made a BB-8 robot thing. That is not all CG. Some of it is, but a large portion of it, just like R2-D2, is all a lot of practical effects.
I like the way he's more mobile than he was. Of course, he could fly, you know, get him. But, like, BB-8 can roll and stuff, and then he had those things to hang to the side of the...
I'm wondering if they did BB-8 the way they did because of the trouble they had with doing... Because... Anytime they took R2-D2 out into the sand, oh man. I mean, he was endless. They had a whole crew just for making R2 work because he got so much trouble.
Also, why they reasoned
they would sometimes drop the movie, and I think that's because they had to get the sand out of... Because they would always say it when he had to fly away, when he was in the sand, when he was going through sand before that, and they had to fly somewhere, or he had to get somewhere fast.
R2.
Yeah. Like, whenever he went through sand somewhere, he would always have to fly somewhere when they were in a sand episode in the cartoon, and then he would always be like, I can't fly.
My question is, how do people understand those beasts and stuff? Like, I'm just like,
what? I imagine, well, okay, so the reason that you have droids like so is as translators for binary speak bots.
But
like,
without C-3PO, even they can still communicate with R2, he's like...
Well,
he's like,
okay.
Oh yeah, you're so right. I'm like, what?
Some of it is that, like, some humans, I guess, have learned to speak the droid-esque binary language. I guess that's what it is in some cases. Some of it is, like, if you're watching when Luke is talking to his X-Wing, he's actually got a readout display that tells him what he's saying.
Why? I didn't know.
Yeah, if you look, when they launch off of Hoth, and R2 asks if he wants him to take control, and he says, no, I want to keep it on manual, he's looking down, there's a little display that says what R2's saying, but what
I don't... Well, because usually whenever R2 is in Anakin's ship... Well, no, it's because usually because he's, like, plugged into the back of him, like, well, ready to just take control. In... No, because he's in the back, and he sticks his little electronic key thing...
Oh, that's
...into
for...
the back.
His data port arm, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's also sending...
Well, yeah, when he's plugged into a ship, he acts as the ship's computer.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, it's interesting, because it's like taking... I guess the point of the astromech droids is that they are both repair and ship, which means that... You know, they have, basically, they know how their pilots fly, they know what the tendency of their pilot, they know just better than a ship's could, because pilot as well. I don't know what the theory behind that is. It's kind of strange to take your computer completely out of the ship.
That's weird.
But there's still computers in the ships, because obviously, some of them have, you know, just full on, they have to. So, okay, so you like Chewbacca, and you like Yoda, and you like R2. Anybody else?
You like the Ewoks?
Just in general, like the Wookiees and these
things. Oh!
You know why?
Oh my gosh!
Because they make excellent plush toys! Fuzzies!
True.
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
I totally forgot. Stinky little Jabba the Hutt's son is so cute, but he's really stinky.
Oh, from, was that Clone Wars?
Yes.
The cartoon, yes. Clone Wars. That was, I saw that.
Yes.
The little Hutt baby. Hutlet. I remember, I don't think Hutlet. It was Jabba's.
Oh, no.
Because all the Hutts are like, it's weird. They're a race, but they're like all related because it's like Jabba's aunt. So it's like the Hutts are a crime family, but they're also a race, but they're also like this... It's weird. I don't know how. I wish I had read more up on the universe, but at the same time, it's more fun not.
Jabba is actually... Stinky is his son, but this other Hutt, which is supposedly the aunt, took him and locked him away and blamed the Jedi.
Right.
Because she... Yeah.
They all she's look the same. I know, it's very humanist of me, but they all look...
They're all different colors, Dad.
She glows. She is a...
She's like glowing...
Purple.
She's purple with like...
She's purple with yellow slime. Glowing nail slime.
Not
slime. Like it's glowing just like tattoos.
Okay.
So, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character? I hate to say it, but it's Luke. Luke is my favorite character because he was, like, I can relate to him. I was a farm boy. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I had no friends that I could go and hang out with on a regular basis, for the most part, because they were all miles away from me, and I wasn't allowed to ride my bike or go over to their houses most of the time because it just wasn't in the cards. So I grew up in the middle of nowhere, always wanting to be somewhere else. For a long time, I wanted to be a fighter pilot in the Air Force. Unfortunately, 20/20 eyesight's a requirement for that, so I never got to do that. But I guess that's good.
Ha, because you blind.
Yeah, I am now. I would never have made it because my eyesight cut and worse and worse and worse. And so, sadly... Can't fly plane, can't fly jet fighters, would have been awesome. I do the next best thing, though, I play video games.
Nerd.
Where I get to play in space. I loved the X-Wing game, although on my computer it never worked right. There was this awesome, it was like one of the first, it was one of the space shooter games that was so critically acclaimed for being so well done. And honestly, I thought it was okay. I like some of the other Star Wars games where they're more first-person shooter type game better. But the Star Wars TIE Fighter game, I think the biggest problem I had is even though my computer was well within the range of what should have been able to run it with no problems, it had all sorts of bugs running no matter.
Okay, so I have a question.
Your question.
What was like the hardest game or level you played for Star Wars?
Oh.
I want to say this. The pod racing was always the worst for me. I mean, I guess it's gotten easier, but I still suck at it.
You know.
And then in Lego Star Wars, you're like... in space, and you have to, like, get all these things, and then you have to dodge all the bullets.
Lego Star Wars is semi-easing.
Are you talking about the pod racer game, or the pod racing in a game?
The pod racing in the Lego Star Wars, and then also in the one level.
Any pod racing, basically, is really hard, because you always end up either, like, crashing into someone or something, or dying in the middle of a race.
I guess you guys didn't ever play it. I'll have to dig that out. Maybe I'll let you guys play it. But they made, after episode one, they made a game called Pod Race, Star Wars Pod Racer.
Yeah, it's on GameCube.
It's on GameCube?
Or...
Oh. Anyways, do we not have a copy for you guys? Okay. Well, I had it for the computer, and the controls were a little fidgety to learn on, but I got really good. I beat the game eventually, but it was a good game, and actually pod racing, at least on the computer, wasn't that hard. It was something that you could pick.
I guess it's hard.
Like any kind of driving game. Any kind of driving game, it just takes a lot of practice, and once you get the hang of it and get your car, or in this case, pod, you know, leveled up and modified to the point where it's like the best in the universe, then it actually becomes much easier to stay in first place. And that's really all it is making it around the track without wrecking, usually.
True.
So, which can be difficult because the first two or three times you take a track, you're just learning what the circuit is. Once you know what the circuit is, you get faster and better.
Oh, not to mention, like, for instance, Sam try to shoot at you and
that's
boulders
fall
on you.
That's actually not that big of a deal.
And then there's this jerk alien who's like,
there is, like, one of the things is there is destructible, like, in the pod racing game, there was certain levels where there was destructible obstacles.
Like,
so when you ran into them, they would explode or they would change.
Also, there's, in some races, after a while of going around the track, you will find that some of the
arches
that you go under will collapse. And so you could either get hit by them or not notice they're falling down and run into them.
Or the computer.
But I thought, okay, Star Wars has always done a really good franchising out. I mean, I guess that's one thing is that it has made its name at franchising. Basically, it does, every time there's a new movie, there's just a ton of stuff that comes out. There's always a book release. There is always games. There's just tons of stuff. And then in between, they've had the extended universe stuff, like Knights of the Old Republic video games and things like that, which are just these immense, immersive backstories to the Star Wars universe. Just, I mean, before Mass Effect, there was, in my opinion, Knights of the Old Republic. Because, again, a little bit more free character creation, because you could be... I feel like Mass Effect draws a lot of the games that came out. I mean, Star Wars isn't probably the first... Knights of the Old Republic wasn't the first role-playing game. It's not the first space role-playing game. It's not the first character-driven space role-playing game. But I feel like Mass Effect wouldn't exist if Knights of the Old Republic, because there is that similar kind of feel to the two games where you've got... And I guess maybe it's just because they're both the same thing. They're a role-playing game where you play a main character who the storyline builds upon, and they go out and you're discovering things about some big universe, not something. Anyways, but it's just very... Knights of the Old Republic, I played through it once and was just amazed by how well done it was. And then I got Knights of the Old Republic 2, which I have never finished! I keep going back and I keep starting it over, but unfortunately the Xbox translation to 360, it gets glitchy. It gets super, super glitchy. So, it's very hard to play and get all the way through. You have to remember to save often because it'll freeze and you lose all your progress. Anyways, but that's just one example of one of their video games. They have so many video games.
Oh, I have one. There was, like, if you wanted to be, like, feel like you're actually lightsaber fighting, you know? There was this one for the Wii that I played, and, I mean, it takes a lot of energy because you're, like, swinging your arms everywhere, and you're, like, trying to defeat this person, and it was kind of like a Mortal Kombat, but I think you would also press other buttons on the Wii remote to, like, jump or whatever over people, but you would swing the remote to hit them, and I was like, oh man, this is so cool. And then after,
you know what would be really cool? I can only imagine Oculus.
Oh, yeah.
With the goggle thing. So it's like immersive reality lightsaber battles.
Well, you could also do it from probably the Kinect as well, maybe. Maybe. It could be kind of weird.
I feel like there was a Force Power type Star Wars thing, and I forgot it. When we had the...
Rest in peace.
I really want... Part of the reason I always have been upgrading systems, and I always preferred to be a PC. I have to say that, but the problem is with that was that I had a long time where I couldn't have IA. And so at some point, I got an Xbox and learned that I like console gaming just as much as I used to like. It amazes me. Consoles have come so far that they are almost the same as computer gaming. Graphics are still not quite there because TVs are still... I mean, unless you have a 4K TV.
They have to catch up.
Well, with the 4K TVs, they've pretty much caught up with PC graphics and PC monitors. It's just a matter of everything. When you get that far, you're looking at super expensive systems. So then, again, you know, some of the gaming computers way out there price-wise, too. But I guess consoles just kind of, if they could make consoles, like, upgradable so that you could go from the Xbox 360 to an Xbox One with an upgrade kit rather than having to buy a whole new console, that, to me, would be the next generation of consoles would be actually,
you know,
forward-compatible as well as backwards-compatible. But that's never going to happen because... In order to upgrade, you have to swap out processors and video cards and do that in a computer. Maybe eventually, I think what's happening is computer companies, and this may never happen entirely, computer companies like Microsoft and Sony are pushing the PlayStation and the Xbox consoles to be more and more like computers so as to make it so that people, it's to make it more accessible because an Xbox and Xbox One and a PlayStation 4, is it now, I think, both have basic everything you can do on a computer, and they're a full multimedia station where you can, you know, you can watch movies, everything that you could do on the Xbox or on the PlayStation. Anything you can do, DVD player you can do on the Xbox, Blu-ray players, all of that is there. So I'm getting the, oh, you're going on a tangent again. Dad tangent, oh no.
Okay. Get your own podcast, Dad.
I will actually be creating my own podcast, YouTube. I believe. I might be doing to see what happens with that. Woo! But it'll all be linked back to the same webpage.
I also might do, yes!
Or you can just join.
Maybe when you turn 18.
Oh, bro, come on.
Okay, so, of all of the storylines that currently exist in acceptable Star Wars universe, which, okay, well, how about we do this? What of the currently existing, the current favorite?
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7?
I gotta say, I like...
Should I start off?
Yeah.
I like, in this order, 4, 3, 6, and 7. I like... Star Wars A New Hope, which is 4, which was originally the only one, is still, it's the starting point for everything. It's how you get to know the story, how all the characters are built off of that, going forwards and backwards. Everything starts there, and that's the one you have to watch to understand the thing.
Okay, I like 7, 5, and 2. Because I think, which one has Jar Jar Binks and Obi-Wan and...
Or Qui-Gon.
Oh, okay, I like... Okay, wait. Gah! Wait. Okay, what's two?
Two is where Anakin falls in love with Amidala.
Okay, what's three?
And he's like...
That's where he turns into Darth
Vader. Okay, four's the next one. Five. When does Leia go into, the Ewok?
That's 6.
Okay, I like 7, 5, 1, 6.
You like the Hoth?
Because he gets stuffed into a...
Oh, into a Tauntaun.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You don't have to like a lot of them. You can like just...
Oh, I like...
I like 2, because that's where it kind of gets... Where you get to know where Darth Vader came from, so it's not just like...
It's not a big mystery.
Darth Vader's...
Well,
he's just this random bad guy. Which he actually is, has a point, though. If you just start at, 4, then all this... Because it starts out...
But that's the thing. If you start at 1, 2, and 3, you already know...
Yeah, and it spoils the whole rest of the...
I guess it depends on what way you look at it.
You
kind of
have to watch them in...
Basically,
if you like surprises, and I'm trying to do this without... I mean, if anybody hasn't known this already, but if you like surprises, watch 4, 5, and 6 allows you to retain the surprise 5. It makes that movie better.
So basically...
Not watching 1, 2, and 3 makes watching 5 better if you watch 6. In the order of release, if you watch them in the order they're released... They're a better series. Because honestly, as strange as this sounds, 4, 5, and 6 together complete story. 1, 2, and 3 add into that story, and then, 7 is adding on to the end. And then I think that if you watch them in release order, it's the best way to watch them.
Okay.
LJ, sorry.
Basically, if you were to watch them in the order they were released, 4, 5, and 6 are... I mean, sorry, 3, 4...
Nope, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, sorry, I was right. Okay, 4, 5, and 6 are basically 1, 2, and 3. And 1, 2, and 3 are 4, 5, and 6.
But 7 is still 7.
Yes, 7 will stay 7.
Confusing.
It's confusing.
I do not count
well.
So, a lot of people don't like what...
My favorite episode movie... I don't...
Because they're episode of the series.
I think 2 and 3 might be my favorite because it's one, it goes back in the story a little bit and you get to see who Darth Vader really started out as and how he turned evil.
He got uglier as time...
he got old with lots of scars. I mean, he got... burned by lava. Spoiler! Sorry.
It's not there were spoilers if you don't like it.
There probably will be spoilers. I apologize for anything. Out of the extended universe, I know there's been a few different cartoons. There's been Clone Wars. There's been... The recent one's been Rebels. Have you been able to see any of that?
No.
Rebels. The Rebels is not a centered around... Whereas Clone Wars and so Ahsoka. Rebels, I guess, follows the path of... From movie 4. It touches on the rebellion that Ahsoka starts. I think you actually get to see it. An older Ahsoka.
You mean Shock?
Shock T is not Ahsoka. Shock T is Shock T. Ahsoka Tano is Ahsoka Tano.
Okay.
Ahsoka Tano. Ahsoka Tano. Sounds like Italian. I feel like I'm speaking that. Ahsoka Tano. I'm gonna have a cannoli. I'm gonna have an Ahsoka Tano. Maybe a little pizza. I don't know what an Ahsoka Tano would be. Probably a dessert. Cherries.
Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano.
It's a pumpkin spice latte for Italians. Because she's orange, get it? And she's spicy because she's
that!
A little fireball.
She is sassy, actually.
She's a sassy little fireball, so it's a pumpkin
Sky
spice latte.
Snips.
Yep.
Are you trying to figure out a risk for Ahsoka Tano?
No.
No. It's just a...
Okay, I was thinking Ahsoka Tamale.
Ahsoka Tamales.
If anything, Ahsoka Talkies.
And a bit tamales and a succotan sauce.
Anybody have a name with an S? Anybody have a name with an S?
Skywalker.
Skywalker.
Skywalker spaghetti.
Skywalker skydiving. Oh! Make a profit off that, Star Wars. All that.
Actually, they get it. Anyways, so which cartoons that you've seen do you like better? The original, like Clone Wars ones, where it's really kind of artistic, because those were very artsy, or do you like the more recent Clone Wars ones, long where they followed?
That's the same.
No, there was a Clone Wars like short film in like episode.
Oh, what's you mean like the movie? Animated? And then the longer series.
And then there's the longer series.
I like the longer series.
Like the one with episodes? Like yes. Actual episodes that are not movies.
Okay. So I thought it kind of shows
a different perspective of how he turned into Darth Vader. Instead, it
gives you a little more story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially.
It's kind of like
there's
what,
some sad.
What you kind of wish might have been added into the movie.
Well, I think that the reason that they did that, those cartoons are really as they were trying to pull that tie over. So, anyways, that's what Rebels is doing, is it's tying. But it's been super interesting from what I've heard. I haven't been able to. I watched like one part of one episode. So I need to go back and watch. I have so much I have to watch. I am so far behind on everything. I'm like, I haven't.
Because he's so old.
It's not because I'm so old. I just don't have any time. I gotta sleep sometime, don't I?
Nah.
Do I get sleep? I don't get any sleep.
I don't. Just kidding.
No sleep. Okay. I know.
That's
I
what
wish...
gamers do. True gamers just live on caffeine.
I wish I had a Google car that or would drive tumor. Itself so that when I was doing the paper route, I could just put in the addresses and it would drive me to each stop, but I could get out and throw the paper. And in the in-between time, I would sleep or I'd watch YouTube.
And
sleep. No, I can't. Well, I can't watch TV.
You can't watch TV while you sleep.
Can't do it.
Have
at the
a
same
chip
time.
Implanted
one
in
of
your
these
brain
days,
so
they're going to get chips that they will implant and just beam data right into your brain, and then we'll all be. And that'll be the end of. It'll be end of free will, because you'll never know what's real. There's some freaky shorts.
The
out
Matrix.
There about
that. Oh, not the Matrix.
Man, there's some freaky shorts. There's like I saw this one like when right after Google Glass came out, the Glass Act. Oh. They did this. This one guy did this really freaky short about. Using that kind of technology to control
Star Wars.
We did a little bit of research so that I could ask my next question here. If you had to be a Jedi or a Sith or whatever, first off, what color of lightsaber blade would you have? And secondly, what type of lightsaber?
What type?
Well, okay. So you've got the standard, or what fighting style, I guess, would also be. You have the standard single blade, single lightsaber fighting style. You have the two lightsaber, so one in each hand, single bladed fighting style. You've got the dual blade lightsaber, like Darth Maul. You could be either a single bladed lightsaber or a dual bladed, more like a staff kind of lightsaber thing. And then you've got strange cross hilt lightsaber that Kylo Ren is in style, where it's got the little mini sabers out the side and is much more angry sound. I feel like his might be more angry. It's never not per se. Like his is because he had Jedi training, but he rebelled against him, and he hasn't properly trained Sith Lord. So I mean, he's trying to be, but he doesn't have Lord. So I feel like he's got power to spare, Force one. But I feel like he's his.
I think you can just go.
Well, okay. So the main ones that are in the actual movie is red, green, yellow, purple. Those
fine.
Are your choices.
Okay, and the lightsaber blue can either be light or dark.
I don't care about the tone of blue, but okay. Red, blue, yellow, green, purple.
I like green and blue, but I'll have to go. I would have to go blue lightsaber, and I would say like double, like where they're attached, the end, and then you can rip apart and like. But I'm like, nah, I'd be so good with just one, so I'd just go with the single.
LJ.
I would go depending on the meaning, not just by color.
Pink.
The purplish pink.
I'm kidding. They don't.
Apparently, I think
but
you
what
can
color
have
would
black,
you want
white.
Color. Red, blue, yellow,
white,
purple.
Two.
I guess white, anyway.
Yeah.
Depending if I was a Sith or a Jedi, I probably wouldn't be a
color.
Sith because I'd be horrible at being
doesn't
bad.
Doesn't matter. Right
no,
now.
It doesn't,
doesn't
matter.
Matter.
Just
Jedi
what,
or Sith doesn't
what
matter.
Do you want?
What color would you?
I want to know what the colors mean.
It doesn't matter for right now. The colors don't mean anything. They're just colors. Which color would you like? Purple.
That's what I thought.
Perfect. Okay, so for me, red. I like red. What can I say? I don't care if it's Sith. I'm getting a red saber. I have played plenty of good guys with red sabers. You know why? Because it's cool.
I was going to choose blue because it's like one of my favorite colors, but then I was going to choose green because it might shine brighter in like dark caves. But I'm like, wait, but blue would glow just as well. I mean, they're
light. But red light, like that's why tail lights are red. Your eyes. You know how if you look at a light like up there, then you look down, you kind of have that afterlight. You do that to a red light, it's super bright, after red. So red lightsaber, better for seeing in the dark because it won't affect your vision.
Yeah, I still want a blue lightsaber.
Okay, so...
I thought a green one, though, because of Ahsoka Tano.
Okay, if you could have one force power, just one, what would... Of the ones that are in the movie. So there is an extended universe of force powers. Everything from, like, force making grass grow to force breathing. You want force choke?
No, that's just the force. I would just have the force in general.
No. You could only use one of the powers. You can force push, force pull, you can force... lightning, you could force choke.
I would just do force as in...
You could do force speed, you could do force jump.
Force speed?
Force speed, that's okay.
What? I like going
okay.
fast.
So, okay, have you seen... Okay, you remember the scene in episode 1 where they're facing off with the droids outside the control room and the destroyer droids roll up and he goes, Master, destroyer droids! And they go, we have to retreat for now. And then they, like, are there and then they're gone, and when it pans the camera to follow them, they're, like, way down the hall.
What?
They used force speed, which is actually enhanced movement based on the fact that you have force powers to make you move faster.
So basically, it's like force push.
Okay, so Jedi reflexes are based on the fact that force-sensitive people have a premonition capability. They can see a little bit. The further into they can see, the better they are at dodging things and deflecting like that. They use that ability innately to kind of know where a blaster fire is coming from. That's why they can deflect blaster with their lightsabers, is because they know where it's going to be. They know where to hold their sword to do that. They use that force premonition as part of
it. Okay, since you said force, that'd actually be really useful. I would have to go force speed.
I'm pretty sure there is force plant growth.
No, but out of the extended universe.
So I'm just talking about movie force, but you see force persuasion. These are not the droids you all look for.
You rarely use that.
Oh, they used it all the time in the movies. In fact,
not as much.
One of the most subtle uses of it, the best and most subtle use of it, is episode 4 when they get sucked out of the Death Star and Obi-Wan Kenobi is sneaking around turning off the power grids and the two stormtroopers come up to guard the power grid thingy.
Well, stormtroopers are stupid.
Well, they are. That makes them easy to manipulate. And he does this, right? And the stormtrooper goes, did you hear that? Okay, nobody heard anything.
No one would have seen your hand going like what you just did.
He didn't have to. All he was doing is he was using that to direct his force powers because they use their hands to direct their force powers. That's why he would wave their hands in front of people's faces when they're trying to persuade them.
But I just wouldn't think I would.
You don't think that?
I would be persuasion.
I would just
be
have someone with me who could do
buy
it.
Me candy. Buy me a toy.
Move along. So, force persuasion for LJ.
You may move along.
Force speed?
Yes.
You just want to run fast.
Yeah. Okay. I want to be like...
Not quite as fast as the Flash. It is faster, but not quite as fast as the Flash.
Well, it's still fast.
Faster is faster, so. Personally, I am all about the force pull, force push kind of powers, because the whole telekinetic thing, I can totally use that to get a couch so I don't have to actually get up.
You're so lazy.
I know. Anyways.
Give me money for my
birthday.
Oh,
dude, you can drop water balloons on people's head without actually being...
Yeah, you can just be sitting there like, water balloon out of nowhere.
Dude, you can totally pull pranks with that.
It would be awesome. I would probably use it. I would definitely be sick because the force power totally
dude,
corrupted.
Dude, same?
I'm such a bad person. I mean, I think the problem is the reason Jedis are so far, there are so few Jedis. And after, I mean, because it's so much easier to just be lazy and use your force powers to be selfish than it is to be good. Just like, you know, anything. I mean, I like to think of myself as a good person. I try and do good things for other people. But honestly, if I had superpowers, I think a lot of times I would just be super lazy. And that would be my superpower. I mean, I'm already super lazy, so I guess I have that
super
superpower
lazy,
already.
Man.
I am super lazy man. I have the power of napping in the middle.
No, you wouldn't even pronounce your name. You'd just be like, I'm
SL man. Okay. Now, the one question I have left, I think, the only one I can think of at the moment off the top of my head, Rogue One. You guys seen the trailers for that?
Kind of.
You haven't seen the trailers for Rogue One?
I've only seen like one or two, and it looks okay.
Okay.
I don't want to take it for granted.
I gotta pause this.
It's a Star Wars.
I gotta pause this. Okay, so we paused, we watched the story trailer for Rogue One. What do you think, LJ?
I'm just excited because they leave big gaps in between the movies, and kind of, they just said, between some of the movies, they're like, okay, now we're building the
So between four...
Death Star.
Between 3 and 4, you build the Death Star, but there's no explanation. It's just...
And...
This fills in some of that gap.
Yeah, actually, which is kind of helpful, and it's kind of like how they started with 4, 5, and 6, and then... 1, 3, and then they're adding a little extra bit between
3 and 4.
Yeah, so it's extra bit, extra helpful. It gets more story in, makes it a little more exciting. When you get new stuff, it's more exciting, and then it's kind of just, I think they're just piling on stuff because, you know, they feel bad for maybe not thinking of it before and not adding stuff in. Like, they missed some stuff, so they feel like adding stuff they missed in between.
I think it suggests that Disney now owns the property, so they get what they want, and they're doing what some fans have asked. Because the movies, the main movies, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, have all been about the Anakin Skywalker lineage, Leia, all that. It's their story. They are the heroes. They are heroes at key turning points in the rebellion, leading up to the Empire taking over the galaxy, or the rebellion against them trying to destroy the Empire.
But it's good to look at a different view.
This is the first movie that is all about a character that is not related in any way to any of those Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker.
In 7, the girl met, right?
Okay, but Kylo Ren is still the bad guy.
Oh, okay, never mind.
And he is Leia's son, which makes him part of the Skywalker. So, it's still in there. This will be the first one where it focuses on another group that is key turning point these heroes, but not what Jedi.
If, and what also, if there was a third?
There could have been. But there couldn't be because Leia died. Amidala died in childbirth, and so therefore...
She said Luke and Leia as soon as they came out, so it's like...
Yep, that's it. Oh, no!
Leia.
We just gave away a spoiler. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. These are available so many places. Go watch them. Buy them, watch them, borrow them, watch them. Go to a friend's house, watch them. Have a Star Wars party. It'll take you all day.
Spoiler.
Okay.
Maybe a month.
So,
you can find the movies.
They're not on Netflix right now. So, are you guys looking forward to Rogue One, or do you...
Yes!
What are we forward
to? I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm guessing I'm gonna have to go. I'll just go with, like, some French thing, but, I mean, considering it's a new Star Wars movie, and it's a filler, I think maybe it actually... I think it would be good. And just all that, like, war stuff. And whatever, so I'm not gonna, not good, because I haven't seen the movie yet, so I exactly don't know all of it, considering I only watched, like, the, trailer for it, so.
I didn't get to see episode 7, I super want to see this in theaters, because it looks like it is such a big scope, want to see it, how this movie's gonna...
3D, bro!
I don't know about that, I'm not a big fan of 3D, I gotta say, I don't like every movie I've seen, and I haven't seen the big one, Avatar in 3D, which is supposed to be, but... Everything I've seen in 3D has still been a 3D disappointment to me. LJ, are you looking forward to seeing this movie?
Yes, because after seeing preview, my brain is buzzing around trying to fill in pieces that I am missing.
No, because then you gotta... It's just a taste to make you want it so bad that you rush right out and see it when it comes out in theaters. Next,
I know, my brain is, like, full of bees.
Are you ready for this? It comes out next month, December. So maybe... Maybe we will do our first movie review podcast. We may have to go see it.
Probably wouldn't.
We will go see it as a family, and then we will come back, and we will do a short form, try and do non-spoilers podcast review of it. It'll be just a short, like, 15-minute podcast, just to get out our opinions without as few spoilers as we can possibly muster.
Maybe 10 minutes.
Maybe 10. Well, see.
Like what? We're gonna give a trailer then?
Well, not a trailer, but we can give our opinions on it. What we liked, you know, what we saw.
So then there is gonna be spoilers. Sorry.
Well, the trailer gives some spoilers too. It's not like we're gonna try and keep it within what we can.
Maybe Yoda dies.
Wait a few months.
I don't know.
Yeah, Yoda dies in the end.
We see. Oh my gosh! If we.
I can't believe they blew up the Enterprise again.
The Enterprise.
It's my favorite thing to do is to come out of the various Star Wars or Star Trek and make references to the other series to watch the nerd rage go from hey to wait a minute. So I came out of Star Wars Episode 2 and I was walking down and there's this huge line of geeks, my fellow geekdom, and they're all standing there waiting to go in and see it for the first time, and I come out and I look at my friend and I just tell top of my voice, I can't believe they blew up the Enterprise again! And the funniest thing is one of the guys about jumped out of line and started to, he's like going, he takes a step and he's angry and he's like, hey! And then he stops and he thinks about it and he goes, wait a minute, this is Star Wars, there's no Enterprise!
This actually happened to you?
This actually happened at a theater. I came out, I said that, and some guy was like, and we were laughing because he steps out, he's like, hey! Oh! And then he kind of quietly leans back in the line. I was just laughing. It was me and my friend, so...
That's so mean, Dad.
But so many people do that now. They come out of Star Trek and be like, Darth Vader's Luke's father. It's not as funny. You gotta find something more original than that. Especially coming out of a Star Wars movie. I feel it's better to say something that feels like you're giving something away, but for a different frame. Because then it's extra funny. In my opinion, it's extra funny. And it was super funny that day. Because his friends, like, actually grabbed him and started to stop him because... I don't know if it's they didn't want him to, like, kick my rear end all over the place in public, or if they just realize, hey, there's no Enterprise in a Star Wars movie.
For him?
At least one that is ever.
Anyway, I was gonna say, if there is Yoda in this movie,
there is potential, because this is pre-Luke, post, but
that makes you so happy.
But he would be in hiding on Dagobah, so it's very unlikely in there, unless they end up going to Dagobah first, which I doubt.
I think
if they knew... I think a Chewie... Chewie's in episode 3 as an adult.
Yeah.
Their race is very long-lived, I guess.
Yeah, they like...
Anyways.
100 years. Okay.
Humans are the only ones with short lifespans, and we die.
Humans suck.
Very broken.
Not to be racist, but humans
suck. You're not being racist, you're being...
Humanist?
Are being racist, because we are a race.
Well, in the Star Wars universe, we're our own race. But the color of your skin makes no difference, which is kind of nice.
If you're purple!
I don't think they're purple.
I was just saying.
They're purple.
I meant purple.
Okay, anywho.
Oh. Well, they're not humans. Okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry, I'm so much of a talker. What were you talking about?
Oh, yeah. One is my brain is buzzing around because of that preview. It gives us some spoilers, but it doesn't give us too many. So it's like, my brain is trying to fill in the gaps of what is gonna be going on. Like, you don't know the characters, so you're like, who's this? Who's that? Are they related Skywalker fans? Probably not, but they could be like, distant cousins.
It could be that you're finding out more about Ren's history episode.
Ooh, her parents.
You could be finding out about Rey. Sorry, Rey.
What? Ren. Sorry, spoilers! Spoilers!
Rey is not a spoiler. That's the main character. But you could be that they will reveal who Rey's parentage in some small fashion. She could be great-granddaughter of whoever the Rogue One lady.
And so it's kind of like you're...
Mind
I'm trying to fill in gaps of what's gonna be going on.
There's a lot of gaps that are gonna be filled in by the movie, because it is a new property. There hasn't been any of the story hasn't been told before. I mean, the story hasn't been told before. Going forward from here, aside from Rogue One, are you excited for the fact that they are making another Star Wars in the main series movie? Yes. Number, would it be 8?
Yeah, the 8th movie.
Wouldn't it be like 3.5?
Which will have more Luke in it, obviously.
What? Luke! No.
Wait, what? Luke was only in like the last 2 seconds of the movie, and all he does is stare at at Rey and be like,
It made me cry, by the way. I cried at the end.
You cried
when
you saw Luke?
He's so ugly. No, I'm kidding.
Wussy.
I cried because it was like, I even cried when I think, spoilers, when Han Solo died.
Okay, that was
When Chewie got shot, I also was really sad.
You know, it's amazing because Chewie doesn't...
Why does everybody kill their father?
True.
It's a family trait.
Dad, we're coming for you.
No! This is why you don't have
Well, actually, scientists have found how to make...
It's a straight beam, though. They can't get it to stop.
I can make a laser.
Finish my sentence. You guys are
technically
jerks.
They think lightsabers are more
shut up,
to be
family.
Plasma swords.
Yeah,
they are. That's what they are.
Yeah, lightsabers are like plasma swords, basically.
Magnetic.
Anywho.
What's your anywho?
Scientists actually have figured out how to make lightsabers or plasma quite a few years ago. I heard it on the radio.
Except that the power source for it,
you'd be like,
you'd have to have it tied to like a nuclear power plant or something. No, not that much power, but quite a bit. You'd have to wear a battery backpack of some.
Oh, wowie, okay.
All right, in closing, I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of D&D's podcast.
A geek family podcast. Yay, for
us. Again. I always forget that. D&D's a geek family podcast. We are officially on Twitter! Woohoo! And we are officially on Stitcher! Woohoo! So, share us with your friends.
And iTunes.
Subscribe! Share us with your friends!
Oh, did I say Twitter? I meant iTunes. Okay.
We are on iTunes.
We have, I have a Facebook page up under Mr. J. If you'd like to friend me on Facebook, send me a request. I am more than welcome to have you on my friends list. You can share out the episode from there, as I do. I'm also on Twitter. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, We have our website, but we are officially on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. You can find us there. Share us with your friends. Give us reviews. 5 stars are appreciated. Anything less is probably what we deserve. But do share us with your friends, please.
Subscribe! And give us ideas, please.
I just want this to get out there. I want other families to have something to listen to together because this is my attempt to bring my family closer to each other. I would like to have other families come together. It's a podcast you can listen to with your kids and then talk about later about how much fun it is to be a geek. So share this with your friends. Share this with your family.
Subscribe and give us ideas.
Do you subscribe with this or do you? You say subscribe. Okay.
You can subscribe through iTunes. You can subscribe through Stitcher. You can subscribe through your favorite podcast player. You can catch the RSS feed on our website. You can catch the updates for the website through Facebook and through my Twitter account, which I will come back to later. I am looking at potentially doing a YouTube page. I'm not sure what I'm going to put up there yet. Potentially looking at doing another podcast but I want to do kind of some movie reviews of top 100 most influences been made, which will... That being said, thank you. Happy Cyber Monday, and we will... Well, we won't see you next time, but we'll definitely have you listen next time we do another podcast.
Thank you! And happy belated Thanksgiving!
Happy belated Thanksgiving, happy Cyber Monday, happy survival of post... happy survival Black Friday Saturday.
Happy... year, I don't know.
Happy...
You took all the good crap.
Month of November.
Merry upcoming Christmas.
Happy everything.
Happy holidays. Rest of the year.
Happy holidays, yes.
Happy New Year. We wish you a
merry... Alright, and we are done.
Thank you for listening to our show. Special thanks, again, to the Minibosses for letting us use their music for our theme song. You can find more of their songs at minibosses.com, as well as follow them on Facebook and other popular social media sites.
Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and remember to subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher.
We can be found at dndspodcast.wordpress.com. That's D-A-N-D-D-S podcast at wordpress.com. Feel free to leave a comment or email us suggestions of things you would like us to talk about.